If we were on the Madrega of someone like Rav Pam Zatzal, we would literally feel their pain. Rav Pam once went to be Menachem Ovel to a parent who had lost a child, Rachmana Litzlan, the most difficult of Nichum Avelims. You know what Rav Pam told them? He came in, he sat down, he cried. He got up, he said, Amokim inacham eschem, and he walked out. And he didn't say a word. The parents said that his was the most comforting Nichum Avelim, because that is the classic and true Nichum Avelim. As Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos on the Gemara of a Menachmen Avelim b'Shabbos, that we don't do Nichum Avelim on Shabbos, according to Manda Amanda Merzak Rashi, Mishum Demitztayer Im HaMitztayerim. Because you're causing yourself pain, which you shouldn't do on Shabbos. That's classic Nichum Avelim, to literally feel their pain. And I may add parenthetically, that if you ever, chas v'shalom, have to be Menachem Ovel to parents who have lost a child, do not try to explain to them why they lost their child. Because you don't know. Unless you're a Navi. Most of us are not on that level to come in and to cry with people. But there's something that we can do at every Nichum Avelim. And that is to convey that you are not alone. You know, unfortunately, both my wife and I lost older siblings this year. And on both occasions, our neighbors sent in food. Everything from food, from soup to nuts, including an entire Suda HaMafsekis on Erev Yom Kippur before my wife got up from her shiva. We both found it extremely comforting. Why? What does a potato kugel, how does a potato kugel assuage one's loss? Because it says you are not alone. If I can't replace your loss, if I can't find the right words to say, if I can't sit and cry with you, but I want you to know that I am with you and you are not alone. And just as the Ribbono Shel Olam showed Klal Yisrael on that 15th day of Av, when they saw the Haruge Beitar, and it was a simcha because the Ribbono Shel Olam himself told us, you are not alone. So too, in our own small way, small acts like sending food or sending a note or just sitting with an ovel or a sick person or a lonely person, that's a nichum. That's comforting. And there are other things that we can do for people in their times of need. And that is, we can listen to them. Not provide them necessarily with brilliant etzes and advice. Rav Schwab Zatzal, who was a Rav for many, many years, used to say that people would come to him and pour out their hearts and ask them, tell them their tzaras. And he once commented and he said, I don't have many times much to tell them. I can't solve their problems. I don't always have brilliant solutions. I can't wave a magic wand and make their tzaras go away. But I can listen. And he would listen. And it would be therapeutic. Because people feel they are not alone.